Hey guys, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/dndpodcast. Greetings, adventurers! You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I'm Michael Thriftiner tomorrow, and with me is Mike Bachman.
You're really playing up the drunk portion of this podcast, huh? Another episode of Drunks and Dragons.
Falls asleep.
Also with us is Timothy Lanning.
Hey guys, you know what? I don't normally say this, but it's great to be here.
Jennifer Cheek.
Tim made me upset just then. I didn't like his intro.
Jennifer, please stop.
Nope.
Wow. Hello, thanks there, Michael. Happy to be here with you.
This is a real high energy. We're ready to go this evening.
Guys.
Yeah?
Welcome. Welcome to episode 95.
What? That's so many episodes.
Michael, if it's episode 95, that means that we're really close to episode 100.
That's true.
It also means boogity.
It's an odd numbered episode.
It so. Is.
Do you know what?
Sit back and
can
relax.
We all take a guess of what's the date that this is going to be released without looking at the calendar?
The date?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a pretty good idea.
I have no idea.
I mean, I think it's going to be October 10th.
For that.
What? We could all be dead right now in the future.
That's the best thing about banking a whole bunch of podcasts, we could all be dead.
Like, this person's actually dead. Right.
I mean, I have two trans-Pacific flights.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna be in a plane crash.
You get lost. You become a real tailie.
Do you remember that time in Casas Heroes when we pretended that Mike Dow was dead and like a couple people like thought for real that he died?
We did it like three times and each time someone thought it was real because the internet's full of trash.
It was extremely entertaining.
But now that he's not on the podcast, like, so...
Yeah, he definitely died. That's why he's not on the podcast anymore.
He's not dead. He just got busy.
No, he's dead.
Guys, I'm still sick from last week. I apologize if I cough or something. And forgot to edit it out.
It's been so long since I saw you.
I'm so sad you're still sick.
How was Japan 2 weeks ago?
Thank you for asking. I ate lots of food and saw video games. And
how many mechs did you bring back for me?
How much hentai did you bring back for me?
Ooh. How many used panties did you bring back for me?
Well, that is a myth. They don't have those anymore.
Damn.
What?
Damn it.
I love how quickly you knew that. You Googled it.
Are you going to stay in a capsule hotel?
Absolutely not. That's crazy and stupid.
I would do that so hard.
Uh-huh.
Hey, who wants to sleep in a coffin?
Can I get a capsule for two?
Plus, I think they only allow men, and my wife will be with me. So...
Well, you should go to a love hotel, then.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually just learned about those very recently.
I don't know what it is.
They're like hotels for sex.
I like sex.
Yeah. There's like vending machines sometimes that have like lubes and stuff, apparently.
There are themes as well.
Yeah.
I've played a lot of Japanese games. I can tell you don't go into any high schools. Nothing good ever happens there.
I did get trapped in a high school where everyone had to murder each other.
That sounds right. Sounds normal.
That's how it should be.
Did you see a dragon?
No.
A festival dragon?
I think that's China.
That's Yangard. Michael, we're trying to get in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably play
TV.
Thank you all again for the Patreon stuff.
Oh, that's been so great. It's been so great so far.
We just hit $800,000.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're going to be full-time podcasters.
Yeah. Dude.
It's going to be great.
Patreon.com/dndpodcast for those who didn't listen earlier. Hey, everybody, let's roll a d20.
Okay, thanks, Thrift.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thrift, 13 total.
Haha, I got a 10.
12.
I got a 15.
I rolled the lowest, and I actually wrote down what happened last episode.
Wait, what?
So this is the episode where we're going to take whoever rolled the lowest. And
Wait, what did Bachman roll?
I rolled a 12.
Oh,
you have to do it, dummy.
Damn it. Okay, well,
wait, what'd you roll, Jennifer?
A 15.
I got a 10. Oh, you got highest, duh. Never mind.
What?
I got 10.
I'll make it a goof.
I took Michael's goof as a for real.
Oh my god, this is how we all die.
This happens a lot.
Yeah. So, last episode at the very beginning, Tim yelled at us for a while about making bad decisions in D&D, and we were like, shut up, Tim, we don't care. Mm-hmm. We discussed the same problem again that we had the week before about whether we really were truly going to go try to find the Demonomicon or try to save Harper's sister. Uh-huh. And once again, we decided not to save Harper's sister.
Cool.
She's totally fine. She's a slave, which is unfortunate.
Slave the devils.
She's literally the slave of devils, but I don't feel like that sounds so bad.
But who isn't?
Because the devil's pretty cool. So I think she's probably having a good time. So then we spoke with Zerd, and he says in order to get us to where the Demonomicon is, he needs a few, what's the word I'm looking for?
Dumb bullshit items.
No, what's the...
Reagents.
Yes, he needs some reagents.
Regents.
Regents. Right, well, there's another word for that. Components. He needs some components.
Spell components, yeah. Spell components.
So we had a choice of whether we would like to get honey from some demon wasps. Is that what they were called?
Hell wasps.
Hell wasps. Which, as Zerd said, yes, you think that wasps don't have honey, but apparently hell wasps totally do.
It sounds spicy.
Or if we would like to fight an air elemental and subdue it. And we were like, well, we hate walking. We're very lazy. So let's try to fight an air elemental. And we did, but it almost killed Jayla like right off the bat.
It was
which is pretty
not
cool.
Not fun. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
she was down real low in the HP situation. Eluder tried to save her, but as she does, she bumbled it real bad.
Jennifer rolled a 1.
And then a 2.
And then a 2.
And then a 3. So if you're wondering how my day went, that's pretty accurate. But eventually everything turned around. Tom did some healing and some damages, and Harper did some damages in that.
Yeah, we only had a first sticky wicket in the beginning, and then once we got past like Tom's turn, we were fine.
Yeah,
and because Tom healed him up, so we're totally fine.
Yeah, so it ended up being okay.
And then you know Zerd put it in something that looks like a balloon because it's a balloon. It is a balloon.
It's a yoga ball, and he sat upon the yoga ball to strengthen his abs. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, why have you gone to get washed yet?
Have you got your yoga ball for work yet?
I haven't blown it up.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
I know. Is it weird? It's not, because I'm a huge procrastinator.
All right, you're the trash monster.
Also, I'm busy at work. I have to do work at work now.
Oh, do you have to do work at work? Work at work.
You're still dying, even though a month ago you weren't dying. But
I used to do less work at work. Now I have to do like a lot of work at work, and also can't G-chat.
Stop saying work.
I have to do things and not just look at the internet and work a fourth of the time.
So yeah, we're chilling, right?
Guys are still the same. I don't know. Ocean view of stuff.
Are we on a knoll?
And, you're on a grassy knoll.
What?
Sniper shot ocean. Rings out.
Wow.
And you just subdued an air elemental, and now the entire world is yours to explore. You can do anything.
Great, we can do anything. Let's go north. Let's abandon this folly. Let's not listen to Zerd. Let's kill Zerd, and let's go.
Harper, wow. What? So you're just saying that we just fought that air elemental for nothing?
I mean, we got XP. XP's cool.
Tim, in real life, just thumped my head for no reason at all.
It looks like you have a dandruff or earwax. Or bird wax.
I don't know how to respond to anything that's happening right now. I feel very upset and betrayed.
This is the portion of the podcast where Tim likes to...
He likes to test me and see if I'm going to murder him in real life.
He likes to say not nice things about his beloved.
Tim's a bad man. I hate him.
I can never stop. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Oh, I don't remember now. I was so distracted by you thumping me in the head.
You had shit in your face. I'm saying...
True love.
If this is the first challenge in... Jayla, the most beautiful lady in the world, Aludra, almost died in the first round. Do we really want to go to the second challenge and then on to the third? She's fighting a goddamn shark.
I mean, well, you weren't there, but we once fought an entire kraken.
I doubt that.
We did it. Tom, tell him.
If only a great painter painted it.
What does that even mean?
Oh, the Kraken? I remember that.
Tom, Aludra. This is the ghost of Tom. Tell me who painted the Kraken.
What are you talking about right now?
Picasso?
Sometimes I hate you guys so much.
I don't remember.
Remember how we got like... No, I'm not talking anymore.
Tim's so full of anger. That's why you thumped me in the head.
It was a stupid goof. This character has come up a couple times, actually.
Oh,
that's right.
Who?
Raphael?
Yes.
I totally forgot that this person who existed.
See, you forgot too. He's a TM. It's his world. Not all of us have freakish memories.
We sold the Kraken to him, and then he like painted it, and then he came up later.
I remember selling it to him. I don't remember the painting of it.
Yeah, it was a painter.
Well, he bought it so that he could paint it.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
What a weird guy.
It was very strange, but I forget what he did when he came back. I don't know. He's probably dead now.
So, listen, Harper, all I'm saying is I just feel like it'd be a waste of time, and maybe, you know what, I'm not opposed to a little rest, because I'm feeling a little tired myself after really bungling that fight a little in the beginning. I like a moment alone, to be honest. I'm pretty embarrassed.
You want to wait as the world is dying.
Just a short rest to get our strength back. Jeez. Aren't you tired?
No, I used one encounter. I'm great. I barely am glistening.
Zerd kind of nods at Harper and goes, how's your sister?
What? Are you... What?
He boned her.
Oh my god, your sister was Zerd?
Okay. You guys are literally saying things that would cause Harper to kill people. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is a moment where... In order to roleplay correctly and give the people a proper show, I'll have to try to murder Zerd.
Maybe you shouldn't make such a haterade character.
I'm sorry that I have a character that has opinions.
I have opinions.
I'm not suggesting that I've ever met your sister, just that maybe taking a full 6-hour rest might not be the best course of action.
Why are you saying this to me? You're agreeing with me!
I am agreeing with you. Sometimes you have the right of...
Yeah,
right,
you know, Zerd is a very, very calm and calculated person. He's considered all the angles all the time. Of course he would think about that.
You guys fucking with me?
Also, I need that honey pronto, I guess is what I'm saying.
Sir, can we have a minute? Just one or 2 minutes, just to ourselves.
You would like to talk to me privately for a minute?
Oh, no,
sure,
not you. No,
lady.
No, no.
I'd like to
we
talk.
We can come over here to this.
I'd like to talk to you, Zerd. Come on over here. I try to usher him over to the...
I feel like this is a very like mob thing where you're like, I want to talk to you. And then as you put your arm around him, you stab him with
Zerd,
your other
why
one.
Why don't you come over with me to the bushes? I'd like to talk to you.
It's really more into the purple lady, but okay, Mr. Dragon Man, let's go.
All right, let's go. So we go over to the bushes away from your conversation.
Oh, okay. Guys, okay, what should we really do about Zerd? Because Harper, I'm kind of starting to believe you.
I mean, yeah, he's obviously an idiot, but he does have some powers. He knows some things.
Tell me the things he knows.
I mean, he did that dervish thing.
Okay.
But
you could turn into a tree!
I mean, not everyone's as talented as me.
True, you turn into special. A beautiful tree.
I'm actually still a tree. I'm joking.
I was talking to a bush.
Oh, no. Oh.
Aludra, nice bush.
Ew.
Aludra turns into the personification of line mouth emoticon. She's does not enjoy
it's
Harper's joke.
It's
quote,
the
70s.
Seventies. The 0 70s. It's 0070.
You don't know what you don't know what's going on there.
I can assume, guy. I don't know, man. It's I'm starting to get heartburn. And if I keep on arguing with you guys, then I'm going to have a...
Okay, you know what?
Pass out.
You know what's going to happen right now then? Harper, you take charge. I want you to be in charge of this.
Are you, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to yell at me when I say we don't get the honey? We don't attack the shark?
I mean, I'm pretty tired of you yelling, so...
Harper, I just want you to think about the decision that you're making and the impact that you make on everyone whenever you make it. But I totally stand behind Aludra and the fact that you should take charge.
Again, I'm not saying that we should give up all quest to save the Earth to save my sister. I'm saying that Zerd's an idiot.
So then what should we do?
We should meet up leader. With the army. What?
Leader.
Why am I the leader? I'm the newest.
Oh, because you have
newest.
So many opinions.
Yes, I have opinions.
I just thought
that. We should meet up. We should go towards the army of Bahamut. At least we have an army, and that's badass.
How do you know that they're going to be cool with us just, like, dropping in?
We don't, but we know that they're not an insane, eclectic wizard.
So we're just going to leave Zerd behind?
He'll probably follow us like a sad puppy, one might assume.
So what you're saying is Jayla almost got killed for no reason now. Just to reiterate.
Yes! I'm trying to save Jayla for further death from her being eaten by a shark or drowning on the bottom of the ocean. I'm saying, you guys either A, like, why would you think that I wouldn't want to go save my sister now? Like, that's what we save a sister, get
and
the
leave,
Bahamut.
And leave the Demon Omicron.
I don't give a shit about the Demon Omicron.
That, what the, why?
The people that sent us in Jayla's past are, how can we know we can trust them?
Our what? Our vision counterparts? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that was what happened, so I feel like we could...
Like, we literally saw it.
I know.
Yeah.
They saw it. They sent us on a suicide mission, and they gave us that portal, and Steve... Remember the portal? Steve stepped through it and died. They did that!
That is a good point. I'll give you that one.
They sent us to hide the Demon Omicron in the Death Zone, where Kaiju live. Again.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't think we can make this decision without Tom.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What?
I come walking back over with with Zerd, and I'm like, so that's all you gotta do. You just apply that treatment 3 times a day, take 10 years off your life, no problem.
Take 10 years off your life?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to kill Zerd?
I'm doing the Lord's work.
Thank you, Tom. You sound very strange right now. So while you were gone for 5 minutes, we decided to make Harper the leader.
Well, shit, yeah.
did he put a spell on you? On your everything?
You know, somebody. You might notice that Tom being me, because I'm Tom. I'm pretty quiet a lot of times. That's because I just want somebody to make a decision.
thank you for saying that I'm the leader. But I feel like You guys would be mad if I abandon this quest.
So do we just go get the Demonomicon some other way? Are you only opposed to the submarine?
That's a big part of it. That's
okay, well then let's find out boat. Where's our boat? Thrifty, do we know where our boat is?
Have we lost our boat again?
The Chum Guzzler?
Yes, yeah. The Chum Guzzler.
You have no idea.
Can I whistle for it?
You saw it in a vision that would have been before Jayla made her entire trip across.
They wouldn't turn the around, Earth. Would they? Wait, was Roz on that ship?
Roz is not on that
okay.
ship.
Okay. Now, if
last time you saw the ship, it was being attacked by giant demons.
Were they?
And
were they more than no halfway idea if it sank?
No. Maybe.
You don't know if they sank? I mean, they could all be dead.
Yeah. I remember Talir rolled incredibly well, and he missed.
Yeah.
Then again, they had Winston.
You know, as the 10th Doctor once said, David Tennant, I know that there aren't any other Time Lords because I know in here. Like if the ship had sank, I'd know in here. Now, granted, David Tennant turned out to be wrong, and there was another Time Lord, but that doesn't
matter. Spoiler alert!
Fuck all y'all. I feel like I would know deep in my heart if the ship sank, and I don't feel like it did.
Okay, you don't see the ship.
No,
don't have a ship.
All I'm saying, all I'm trying to find out from you is when. Before our vision cut off, were they past the halfway point in their journey? I should know that, correct?
Yes, they were. They were definitely probably further than their halfway point.
So if they didn't sink, they probably would have continued, and their destination was Carr.
If they could continue, sure.
Okay,
we're doing it again. We're rehashing this exact same argument. And again, I pointed out that, and I think 50 agreed with me, that they would land if they were in between that ocean, between Yengvar and that middle okay. chunk, is that Carr is on the far west, and then you have to go through the swamps of Ichaka, and on the completely other side of House Vidalis.
Okay, so you say you got a lot of opinions. And then when somebody makes you the leader, you're like, well, I don't want to be the leader. And then as soon as somebody else starts going a different direction, you're like, no, don't do that. So you say where we're going.
What I'm saying is we don't know where that boat is.
So what should we do?
Fuck that, honey.
If I could just pipe in here, we're just a little honey in a shark fit away from... Sweet Demonomicon land.
Yo, Zerd, if I give you a little honey, a little sugar, can you use that as a suitable replacement?
Do you have honey?
I've been asking for it. I got honey for you. Now,
in a manner of speaking.
Will metaphorical honey work for your...
No, I need actual honey.
I know a sex move called the shark fin, the great white shark fin, so if you want me to do that...
It results in honey.
It results in honey all over.
If we can have real talk. Harper would be totally fine with saying peace to this Zerd questline.
Yeah, obviously.
Tim Lanning feels not cool with it for fear of retribution.
From who?
Our loyal fans, the most beautiful people on the planet. You guys, the Earth getting destroyed by Thrifty because of not having the Demonomicon. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so we make a raft. Shit, I honestly have no clue what to do at this point.
I don't either because I don't trust Zerd, but right. I feel like it's more important to get the Demonomicon, but I don't know how.
I think you guys might be confusing Harper's feelings and Tim's feelings.
Uthgar, if you're still up there, please tell me which way to go. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Jayla, can you pray to Rathalos?
Can we though? Because I feel like I don't know what to do.
Yeah, let's...
I'm so confused right
the
now.
The adherent should be able to pray to Rathalos and get some guidance, right? Right, right?
Right.
Can yeah.
There has to be something.
Please?
Make a religion check.
Make a good religion check. If you make a bad one, just lie. That's what I do.
I got a nat 20, so a 35.
How do you do it?
Now,
our roles are so confusing as a crew.
One adherent lies, always lies, and the other adherent always tells the truth.
You're like the opposite of Jennifer.
I always tell the truth.
You have a very short, because you rolled a natural 20, you have a very short one-on-one conversation with actual Wrath.
Jayla was so excited! She's fangirling!
I'm sorry, I can't.
Since you've been gone!
Yes, Jayla, what do you need?
Okay. I thought Rez is a girl.
I'm sorry.
I'm a woman.
Yo, what's up? I'm a babe.
Okay, Arathis, we just really need some help right now, and we're hoping that maybe your wonderful guidance can help us through this journey. Would you be able to help us? Because we really need to go help Harper get his sister back, and we feel like that's very much a mission that's very important to us, and that she would be able to help us later on with raiding the world of the demons. But then we also know that we need to get the Demonomicon, but we feel like we can't trust Zerd and that there might be ulterior motives behind him. And so we were really hoping that maybe you could help guide us in our decision.
Also, he's an idiot.
Yeah, it's more that we think he's incompetent.
I can only hear Jayla.
Well, I'm talking to Jayla because I can hear Jayla.
He's also... sometimes I think he means the best, but sometimes he's just a little bit,
So what are you asking me? Well, are you asking me, is your companion, trustworthy, or are you asking me which direction you should go?
Which direction we should go? That's what we want.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's so obvious. Okay, I gotta go. I've got important things to do.
Okay, thanks for coming.
You're fucking with me. No, no, no.
This is what a 20, a nat 20 gets us?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so guys, talk to Arathis.
Yeah.
She said, and I quote, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Just lie and pick one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just... your player knowledge and character knowledge, but just lie and pick one.
Damn it. Oh, why do you put this on me? Shit.
This is a real knee scratcher for.
Is that what you call that? A knee scratcher.
She said, "Are you fucking kidding me? Go with the submarine."
Go ahead and roll a wisdom check, Jayla.
Fuck! I got a 15.
I think Arath has been hanging out with wood elves too much.
Yeah. You rolled a 15, yeah. Or you got a 15 total?
Oh, no, I got an 11. Or sorry, I got a 4 plus my 11. So oh, wow. 15.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
You're a little fuzzy on what she meant, but you have a feeling that maybe as a lawful good character, she'd be more concerned about
the Demonomicon.
Greater good, right, than just somebody's sister.
Again, you guys are focusing on the wrong thing. It's not my sister. It's the army of Bahamut, who is close to my sister, versus an insane wizard. That being said, obviously Thrifty trusts the wizard. So,
yeah, but if the army of Bahamut isn't that scary if all that's at stake is your sister? In the eyes of a god, is what I'm saying.
The god apparently just is hearing the sister thing.
Yeah, I think I just said the sister. I think I fucked it up, guys.
I should pray to Uthgar, because I feel like Uthgar would be so much cooler about it.
Like, I feel like, be mad at you.
No, I feel like... I told the chat this, but I feel like Uthgar is kind of a party god. Like, that's the impression.
That's true.
Tom the Dragonborn, roll a religion check.
18 plus, hold on, let me find out what my religion is. It's important.
I bet it's low.
I bet it's, well, because I went bard for some reason, I get +3 to all the skills I'm not trained in.
Oh my god.
So my religion is actually 9.
Damn.
Bro.
My man. My lord and man.
What's happening? What's happening down on there in the prime material plane?
Not shit, man. Not shit. We chill.
I got some stuff going on, so I don't have a lot of time, but what's up?
Yo. Okay, if you had to save some bro's sister, or...
Oh, you're doing it again!
Or...
I can hear you, Tom! No!
Yo. If you had to save some bro's sister, or you could jump in a dope magical submarine, what would you do?
Okay. Well, you gotta give me more information. How hot is she?
The sister? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. If I had,
you don't even know if she's hot.
Listen,
or not.
If I had to judge the sister's hotness based on the bro, I'd say she aight.
I don't know. Are there any bitches on that submarine with you?
No.
Well, there's a couple of shorties, but they just aight. They just aight. I ain't all into that.
Can we hear this right now?
You can hear one side of it.
Aluda narrows her eyes.
Harper's eyes are visibly twitching, both of them.
Harper, you one of the shouties.
Yo, man, you gotta get some. You gotta understand. You gotta know.
Excuse me, I was smoking a blunt.
I don't know. I think you gotta know more about that sister first.
You gotta know more about that sister. Yo, Harper, your sister hot? Her life depends on it. Is your sister hot?
What? Or a lordly family, if there's certain aesthetic qualities we all share.
She ain't hot.
Yeah, what? You're in submarine.
You saw how much FaZe had a gay boyfriend. And
yo, me. Yo. Oh, wait, Uthgar's gone. Hey, guys, I think we're supposed to get on the submarine. That's what Uthgar told me. That's what my god told me.
You wait, what?
Really?
No.
Your god is Uthgar?
You feel kind of an itching and burning on your chest.
Oh, no.
I think you just pissed Arathis off.
Arathis, you ate too? You ate? This is a burning surprise.
Should Tom try to talk to Arathis?
Oh, no. No, that does not need to happen.
We should all just try to talk to, like, you two should try to talk to Arathis.
Stop
also.
Calling.
I think Arathis will burn us up. She seemed mad. She's going to turn us into ashes.
I thought Arathis had better shit to do. Why is she listening to me?
That's what I'm saying. But I don't think we need to contact her because she's going to definitely set you on fire.
What if we called Paylor? He's the man. He probably is in charge of Arathis.
Let's call everybody.
What is even happening?
Was that Harper or was that Tim?
Well, my vote is firmly and immovably on the submarine now.
All right, let's go do the submarine then. Mm-hmm. What's a man to a king? What's a king to a god?
What's a god to a non-believer?
Harper just wants to do the thing that he can keep complaining about. We gave him the option of becoming a leader,
no,
so he can stop.
How else are we going to get to 5e unless all of us die again?
Also, I think Uthgar was so blazed out of his mind that he didn't even realize that I don't believe in him anymore.
Also, he didn't know that you were talking to him. He just thought he was talking to, like... Is Tom's, like, belief swayed at all, or does he not believe in himself?
No, I believe in him. I mean, I know he's there, but it's just like...
He just doesn't care.
It's who I'm tight with, so to speak.
Oh. Who's the most I-ate?
Who's the most I-ate?
I mean, Uthgar is chaotic neutral, apparently, I'm reading on the internet. So it seems like he could be a little chaotic, I should say.
All right, fuck it.
Oh, here we go again. I don't want to hear Harper's mouth anymore.
No, it's fine. Let's do whatever you guys want to do. Just kidding. I'm sorry. It's just so much fun for me.
He's making in real life Jennifer upset.
No, again, Harper wants to go to the Army of Bahamut and then whatever, but...
He had his fucking chance and he waffled and this is what we're doing.
He had literally everybody on the podcast saying, we will go where you want to go. And he's like, oh.
I was afraid of the listeners yelling at me for like, we did like half a question, like, deuce.
Zerd is raising an eyebrow and pointing at the map that he made you.
can we please go kill some wasps? Because I feel like I could do some real murdering right now.
I'm down with it.
I feel like that whole entire conversation probably took a short rest, so.
Probably. So, wasps?
Let's do it.
Harper?
Hey,
wasps?
What we got? Hey, this probably won't take that long. You know, let's just get it out of the way. If it's right, it's right, and it'd be great. Sure, I'm trying a new thing.
How about you try a thing where you don't talk anymore?
Wow.
Oh.
Aludra is cranky right now.
Episode 95, where everyone loves everyone.
Okay. All right, wasp. We're going the wasp direction. Waspward.
As the
Harper, I can still hear you.
As the animosity on the podcast rises, my glee also is proportional.
It's directly proportional. 1-to-1 racial.
Okay, so
I can't make you guys walk.
I say we're going waspward.
We go towards the wasp. Yeah, I follow Eludra towards
wasps,
the wasp.
Wait, wasps don't make honey.
These ones.
Oh my god!
I know! He literally addressed that already. Zerd said, I know that you're thinking wasps don't make honey, but these do. Oh. Which could be a lie, but we'll find out.
I might have been turning like one of the three times that it cut out in the past like 5 minutes.
No, like he literally talked about that.
Oh,
like,
shit.
That was last episode.
Okay, so Eludra and Jayla are walking towards the hilly area where the wasps are. What are Tom and Harper doing?
I'll be following. Harper's muttering a little bit, but...
Okay, yeah, we follow. Or we could start hunting for that shark and be ready to go once they get that mad honey.
No.
All right.
So you guys are walking through the woods. Somebody give me some sort of check to figure out where they're...
Would we not be taking a horse?
Can I do it?
Can I take a horse?
What about a nature check to like check for sign of wasp? Can I do that?
Zerd gave you a map.
Okay. So what's
What is map reading?
Map.
Can check. I do a perception check?
Sure.
I got a 35.
You feel like you are getting close.
I think we're getting close, guys.
So wait, real quick though, are we agreed that we've healed back up now? Or are we no? Or we have
we did not say that.
You did not take a extended rest. You took a short rest.
A short rest, but we could take healing surges.
In order to use healing surges.
Well, could I though?
You use healing surges.
I would like to use some of my healing surges since I have about 500 of them.
Are you a looter? Do you need a healing?
Oh no! Oh, I'm good. I can heal myself. That was a looter, not Jennifer doing that.
Okay.
So, I'm going to take some math. How many healing surges do I need to get me back? Where's my calculator? You guys can keep doing your thing while I figure. Rest assured, I will do the correct number of healing surges away from my dailies.
I believe in you.
Cool. All right, so we keep going towards the wasps.
Yes.
And we get there. We all agree, so we do that, and we get there.
We did it.
We're following the map.
And we fight them.
So you're walking up some sort of steep hills, and it's getting higher and higher. And eventually you hear a faint buzzing in the air.
Someone turned their phone off.
I don't know what you're saying, Harper. You're talking like a crazy person. Why are you saying oh no? This is exactly what we were looking for.
Oh, that's true. I don't like wasps.
How many are there?
So up ahead you see some more
Oh, how many are there? Like, are they all together, or are there, like, little sections of them?
You just hear wasps.
Are these giant anime MMO wasps? Are these, I think that's what... Because otherwise, you're not counting them if there's a swarm.
So you just hear them so far. You haven't seen anything. But up ahead, you see what appear to be more hills. But apparently, they're actually giant wasp humps.
Ugh. My hump. My hump. My
wasp hump. Is that what that's called?
Wasp pump? Yep. Yes, can Harper...
biological name.
Harper would like to burn down a tree with fire. And as we all know, wasps and bees and things like that hate smoke.
They do. Mm-hmm.
That is a damn good idea.
And all right. So, and then use like my winds to push the smoke at them to...
That's a really good idea.
Thanks, guys. All
right, give me how about an arcana check?
I'd love to, thank you. That is a 22.
Total?
Total.
Okay, so the area is relatively clear of gigantic wasps. So you do see a few fly away, and they do look very Beedrill-esque. They're giant. They look like they're probably 6 feet tall.
Wait, like Beedrill, like what? The Pokemon?
Like the Pokemon.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
They're massive. 6 foot tall,
oh my God.
Bees with stingers, and then for whatever weird reason, drill hands.
I want to.
How many do we see?
Well, there's none in the. You saw a few fly away. There's none in the area that you're in right now.
Can I just like sashay up to one of them humps and just Winnie the Pooh my paw right into one of those things?
Well, there's no obvious opening.
Oh, bother.
I wish I had my 5e character right now so that I could use that hypnotic cube on all the wasps. That would be so great. Damn it.
The wasps are tripping hard.
I mean, we can make an opening. Oh, but that shit's full of bees, though.
Yo, ain't it? Yo, ain't that full of wasps in it?
In it?
In it, mate.
It's mental.
The fucking wankers.
Blimey.
Can I do a nature check to see if I can hear bees in the wasp pumps?
Absolutely.
19. 19, damn.
How many bees is he here?
Tonight's the night. 29.
There, because of the smoke, there are not any wasps in the immediate area.
Oh, I just jam my snoot in there then.
Well, okay, but there's sort of like there is a hive. But it's not open to the air. Like you'd have to like.
Well,
can do it somehow.
He jammed his snoot.
I listened to the hump to the nearest hump.
Yeah,
I rolled well, so I did not hear any bees in the hump. So I jammed my snoot in there. What do I find?
Well, there's no. You'd have to like walk up the hump for like 20 feet.
Yeah, so I do that. Place where...
Okay, well, that's going to change what you're hearing.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You know exactly.
He put his ear on the hump like the
you said there's no
Jurassic Park man does on that Triceratops.
Yeah, yeah, you said there was no obvious opening, so I thought I had to make an opening with my snoot.
Well, you didn't say that. You could make an opening.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, but it's kind of hard. It's got a hard shell. I mean, you're going to have to, like, crack into that.
Okay. What kind of roll do I have to do for that?
I mean, you just swing your blood drinker at it.
I mean, is that like a athletics?
You could do a melee basic against the hive.
What's the armor class? You have an armor class ready for the hive? Or are you going to make it up?
Yes.
You're going to make it up so that I can...
I wrote this down 14 hours ago.
Bullshit. Text me right now.
Yeah. I don't believe that there is already... I made ready armor class for this hive. You did
it's
not
stuff
know.
Like doors and shit, but
there is.
For the
okay.
hump.
Okay.
Did you guys keep calling it?
That's what they call it.
Listen, guys, I don't want to call anybody out, but when I just search wasp hump on the internet.
Did you think that you would find something when you searched wasp hump?
Did you think you find fucking Steve Irwin and his short shorts hopping around in wasp zone?
What I did find was a YouTube video called Wasp Humping Dead Bird Graphic. And
now the thing about these wasp humps.
Wathfully off.
And also, you know, actually, I don't regret my decision at all. That search is hilarious. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's actually good shit.
Okay, so what do you roll against the hive?
Oh, shit. All right, hold on. 19. 19 plus 16? Yeah, 19 plus 16.
All right, you just cave in like a huge portion of this
thing. Take that, you idiot wasp.
And what do I find in there?
Break your heart.
Just golden, glowing honeycomb.
I thought you were going to say wasps.
Wasps. 1,000 6-foot-tall wasp creatures.
Yeah, I asked Zerd for an exact measurement.
Zerd is not with you. He stayed back.
Okay.
Oh, so he's not full.
Just grab it. Just grab it.
I put it in a honeypot that I carry with me at all times. You've never seen it, but I have it. I just put it right in there.
Should we just start putting it inside of the bag of holding? And
yeah.
Just... So everything we pull out from here on out is sticky and shit?
Help. Put it in the honey pot, and then I'll put it in the bag.
Yeah, but I want this honey has to be worth a lot of money.
Well, yeah, we can have a little snack on the way once we get away from these walls.
Wait, can we taste the honey now?
Yeah, can we taste it?
Well, that's why I wanted to know exactly how much honey we needed, because I don't want to eat some of this honey. We get back.
Zerd specifically asked for a gallon of honey.
Okay, how much honey do I have?
There's a lot. There's probably
get 2 gallons.
Okay, so
100 gallons.
I take a gallon and I dip my snoot in the remainder.
Are you saying snout?
No, snoot is better.
I'm not saying it's not better. I'm just trying to figure out what's happening.
I think that's a word. Snoot.
It is just amazingly sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Is it spicy?
But then there's a little burn in the back of your throat. Ooh,
right.
And it's a little spicy, too.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
cayenne.
This is good. This is like that peppercorn honey.
Delicious.
Guys, I mean, I was upset before, but this seems like we can make a lot of money if we get as much.
We should get several gallons of this.
Yeah, let's get our snoots.
No, but really, do we have any containers? We should get a lot of it and sell it.
I have a bag of holding. Get through some.
All right. You do too?
Yeah.
We don't want to stick around too long because these wasps look like serious business.
Will you dedicate that bag of holding to honey? Because you don't want anything else in there.
I mean, I've got some stuff in there, but...
we can...
Okay.
Hurry.
We take all of our all the stuff.
Oh, wait. I have 2 bags of holding.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why do you have 2 bags of holding?
Well, because I put it... It's on my character sheet.
Can't argue. You've already...
Okay. We fill the unused bag of holding with honey. 200 pounds of honey. We have it. It's canon. We leave.
Who can carry
let's go.
It? I mean, me.
It weighs one... No, it weighs 1 pound.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of you needs to make a stealth check.
Oh no.
You what? Son of a bitch.
No, I have my smoke.
I did the smoke.
The smoke.
Do we get a benefit for the smoke that's around us?
Yeah, obviously you haven't been attacked by giant hell wasps.
I meant to our stealth rolls.
No.
22.
A 33.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Thunder thighs over here.
What's 6 plus 8? Not enough. 14.
Ooh. What's 6 plus 5? Also not enough.
It's 11.
It could be enough.
Boy.
It could be.
How about you guys? You don't. Us dexterous people will handle it. You guys just keep watch. Don't do
Can
it.
Can we
don't
carry them?
Well, I thought this was like after we've already grabbed it and we're making
I
this.
No, I'm trying to retcon it.
Oh. Well, no. You've already. You've filled your bag of holding with just delicious hell wasp honey.
Gobs and gobs.
Just gobs of it. But now you hear a louder, louder buzzing sound.
Run!
We must away.
There are about a dozen wasps flying.
Run,
you
fools.
Right now.
We're running.
Can we run? Just like run away. We're not fighting.
Roland Twin Ties appears to give us an overland speed bonus.
Yay!
Worry not, my friends.
You can either fight these guys, or you can... There are 12 of them.
Oh, no.
Or you can try to run away.
Let's definitely try.
Can we run away with extra skills to challenge their pursuit?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody roll d20 for initiatives.
Yeah. What the hell? 11?
I got a 20 CX. 32.
16.
21.
Okay, so Jayla, and then who is the next one?
I got
26.
I got 26.
I'm third.
Well, he needs to know it compared to the waspinators.
Okay. He guys need 6 successes versus 3 failures.
Just want to get away from these bees.
With all their honeys.
It ain't about the sting.
It's all about the...
Jayla and Aludra have used up their action points.
Believe it!
So, Jayla.
Okay, so basically I'm just
You are being pursued by 12 angry wasps.
Okay. Is this going to be an official skill challenge or?
This is an official skill challenge.
Okay, I would like to use perception to try to get us to a path that we would be able to run through that would maybe like kind of serpentining about. To try to outrun the bees, maybe like run them into some trees or bushes or stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you can find the best path.
Maybe it's got some flowers that honeybees can't resist.
Right.
Distracted.
We are hell wasps.
Hell wasp bees.
They're just gonna get mad if they keep on being called bees.
I got a 27.
Okay, that will succeed.
Yay.
So you find a good path. Through the forest, you're running downhill at maximum speed. Yeah.
She's like holding on to Eludra's hand because she assumes that maybe Eludra can't run as fast and she doesn't want her to get left behind.
I have very short legs.
Yeah. Your hands are a little sticky.
That's fine.
Collateral
damage. Harper.
Okay. So Harper is running and then he turns around and then he kind of just like, as he's turning, just is like, stop chasing us, bees! And
we're wasps.
You're just making them angrier.
Fucking bees. And he does the Winds of Change, which blasts a lot of wind out from his booty in order to hit them for both damage and to slide them back.
All right, Heelhauser.
So I guess legally that's an arcana. Does 18.
That is a failure.
No. Okay, well as that's happening, Harper's flicking necklace starts to glow. His amulet of Lucky Charm starts to glow.
So
I can roll a d6. And then, yeah. A 6. So does a 24 succeed?
It does not.
What?
That's
24 does not succeed.
Huh. Mm. All
right. Are we gonna die by wasps right now?
We're gonna get stung by wasps. That's been fun. All right, go ahead. Wow.
Tom.
Tom is going to make an athletics check to get ahead of the pack, so that if we do get caught, he has a valid chance at escaping. That is a 14. Is that 16?
That's not going to succeed.
Okay, well. Hold on. Oh, I have a feat, Agile Athlete. Roll twice with acrobatics and athletics checks.
What?
Nerd. That's a 27.
That will succeed.
Ah, you fucker!
Okay.
Woo.
So Tom charges ahead
with all the honey in tow.
All the honey in tow.
Tom,
help!
Jayla.
Wait, no, you skipped me.
Yeah, it's Aludra.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Okay, so Aludra.
Okay, so let me explain what I want to do, and then explain to you why it's the check that it is. I would like to use my thorn strike, like my cool thorns. I want to use them, though, to shoot at the ground to cause, like, a shower of, like, an explosion of earth towards the wasps. And I feel like that's a nature check because of primalness.
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
Because of primalness.
I feel good about that. Cool. I'm so scared to roll. I'm so scared.
Probably shouldn't.
I just Tim was a good one. I'm using yours.
Oh, you're ruining it.
I'm gonna do it. 24.
Nope, that's not gonna do it.
God, no. Eludra constantly looks like an idiot, and it makes me so sad. So I guess that she shoots out her thorns, but like they don't hit the ground.
Yeah, the wasps just fly over them.
Yeah.
So this is pretty fucked up because we have to do twice as many successes as failures, and we have over a half a chance to fail.
We've got two.
So we only have a 25% chance mathematically to succeed on this.
Well, according to what? You guys are regularly rolling 30.
So. Wait, if we have to do twice as many successes to then failures.
You always have to do twice.
Then that's only 30. Yeah. That's only 30% chance to fail.
But we've already got two fails right now.
Yeah, but we've got.
You're not doing well.
We're not doing well at all.
You have two failures and two successes. You need four successes before you have one more failure. Jayla!
I would like to try to duck into a bush and wait until the bees pass us. And
everybody's all about that self-preservation. I love it.
I mean, you got me!
She would grab Eludra into her or whatever, you know, to
hey,
try
man,
to...
you gotta do what you gotta do.
What sort of check would this be?
In the face of wolf.
A stealth check.
Stealth check. Okay, is that a thing you have?
Yeah, it is. Because I knew no one else did.
Because they're dead.
I got a 26.
26 total?
Yeah.
That is a success.
Thank
all right, well, we know 24 is a fail and 26 is a success. We don't know about 25 right now.
Let's go for
it. So a bunch of bees fly by you, and then they're sort of buzzing around, and you guys start to sneak away, and then they see you again, and they're coming after you.
God damn bees. Bees. Not the bees.
Harper.
How dumb are the, can these bees, these bees that are running through, away from, can they speak common?
You can give me a... Not unrelated to this skill challenge, you can give me a nature check to decide if you... You can all give me a nature check to decide to answer that question.
19.
I gotta tell him to buzz off.
Buzz off. Stop being such a bee.
19 for me as well.
I got a 15.
Yeah. What are we rolling right now? Nature check?
Nature.
Of course I roll good then. Like, is this plus our...
Yes.
Oh my god, it's so high. I got a 31.
Yeah, they don't speak common.
Damn it.
So they speak the natural language of body movement. I want to try to bluff them, be like, go that way.
Are you going to dance at them? Bees love to dance.
Like, guys, run to the right!
I know what I want to do.
And can I do that?
You can fake them out with your...
I can try juke them with my juke them my, with your, my dope with moves. Bluff. Cool beans. Oh, thank Christ. 34.
That will succeed.
Yeah.
So what are we at right now?
You need two more successes versus one more failure.
Oh, and we're...
Oh, no.
So Jennifer has no action point.
No.
So if you fail, Jennifer...
No, why would you say this?
Well, if Tom can succeed, it'll come all down to Eludra.
Oh, that's even better.
Harper, would you use again real fast? Sorry.
Bluff.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, wait a minute. I got two...
I would like you to roll... I would like us to open up roll 20.
You want me to open up roll 20?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You just, you know, you're talking.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Is that bees communicate. I get it. They're not bees, but they might as well be. They're hell wasps, otherwise known as bees. They communicate where the location of flowers and food and stuff via interpretive dance. This is science. I'm not making it up.
That's real.
That is real. And as we all know, streetwise is your breakdancing skill. We all know.
That is true. That is canon.
Is that real?
Not true.
That is totally true.
We've made that joke 25 times.
I love this joke, but that is not a thing that you can use.
You're not going to let me breakdance to tell them that honey is somewhere where it is not?
Streetwise is not breakdancing.
How dare you?
Okay. Well then, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna.
If you want to use acrobatics,
no, I don't. No, that's boring. I'm gonna tell you what I want to do is I want to use my bluff to pretend that I speak bee,
and make a series of buzzing noises to try and throw them off our path.
That's almost dumb in the streetwise.
Well, you should have let me do streetwise then. I rolled a 12 plus my bluff, which is 17. So that is a 29.
Sounds good.
Hey, Thrifty, what does a 29 do?
It's just stupid enough that I will allow it.
It's over there.
Also, I want to see what happens when Jennifer has to roll for the whole thing.
This has been the worst night of my life.
This is for all the cookies, Jennifer. If you
have no action point, if you fail,
I legitimately am going to cry right now.
No pressure.
It's okay.
But if you fail this roll, we all die.
You cannot use bluff, and you cannot use nature. What did you just
use? I use nature. That's the only thing I
do. Heal or perception.
Have you seen Macaulay Culkin in the movie My Girl? We're not going to survive this if you don't succeed.
But I will get your mood ring later.
Yeah.
What could I even percept? The bees.
There's a thousand things.
Okay, so I'm going to try. So the bees are like distracted by Tom talking at them.
Chat room, try to predict what Jennifer's going to roll ahead
Don't
of time.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
And also clap your hands.
I need you to clap your hands to please help me right now, like Tinkerbell. I would like to percept to see if there is a good place. See, we already did like bluff, like hiding. That's
what
the
is
same
it?
Thing.
Here, spoiler alert. Pick your highest skill and try and bullshit that.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Is either perception or heal. They're the
you
same.
Metagaming? Come on.
Never.
What? No.
What's even gaming?
I'm just trying to think like logically in the story what would happen next. If the bees were like slightly distracted, what would we do? I feel like we would try to like duck off to the side and I would try to find a hidey hole somewhere in the world.
You're gonna run away.
You could find, I mean, perception you could use to find the best path out of.
We already did that. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
It's pretty boring. Wow. I already tried to do a cool thing and it didn't work. So, I don't know.
Yo, I hear that if you roll streetwise, he'll let you break dance.
Okay, I'm gonna do perception. And if I succeed, what will happen is that we find a giant tree that all four of us can fit into one of those holes that are in the tree. And we crawl in there together. If I succeed, that's what's going to happen.
Cool.
But I'm so afraid to touch my dice right now.
No. Got it. Tiny gift.
Just believe in yourself.
I don't at all. I rolled a 17, so that's great. So, 32!
You find a giant tree and hide within it.
And I pull everyone into the tree together.
As one dozen hell wasp colony guards, level 12 minions, fly by.
So we could have probably just like popped them all off. Like,
episode 95, the one where we broke Thrifty.
Where we just like run away from minions.
And we got 200 pounds of honey. And we hit in a giant tree.
Totally worth it.
We also hit in a giant bush for a little bit.
200 pounds plus 1 gallon.
Can you imagine how cute we look though with our little heads poking out of the tree? Like, hey. Fan art. Someone do that.
Well,
oh boy.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. But I think I like it.
Now we have to go look for sharks.
Look at our dog. She looks like a devil.
This is the most MMO quest we've ever had, by the way.
Yeah, kill all 12 bees.
Yeah. We didn't even kill them, we just ran away from the bees.
Yeah, no, it's
so,
very MMO.
You guys get back to camp, and Zerd is waiting for you, patiently. Oh,
man.
The horses and the wagon.
Zerd, they only had 1 gallon of honey, exactly what you needed.
Oh, good. You finally got the honey.
Yeah.
Finally, we were gone for like 12 seconds.
Come on, Zerd.
Jeez.
Can I have that honey, please?
Yeah. You got it. It's a pot. It's got a little bit of crack in it. It's seen some years. It says honey on the side, and there's one like comical anime drop of honey going over the edge of the jar. I give it to him.
So Zerd sets up his tea on the stump, pushes the air bladder next to it, and sort of
what?
sits down in the comfy air bladder, puts some tea into his honey, and goes, "The sharks freak me out. Can you guys go take care of the shark?"
Sir!
Wait, do you need any of these things to do this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to use this honey to make...
You know he's not. You know he's not. If you... You guys want to go now? You guys want to go find the army of Bahamut?
You know what? Sometimes you just got to trust in Uthgar.
The only thing I want to trust in right now is a bottle of wine. Strong ale. Fire whiskey or something. Jesus Christ, someone give me some alcohol.
Let's give me some alcohol and let's go hand fishing for sharks.
Zerd, how should we find this shark that spooks you out?
Just a short distance off the coast, you will find a sunken pirate ship.
So you're saying we have to swim there?
Oh, indeed.
Oh,
well, where else will you find a shark?
Can you help us breathe in their water or anything like that?
I can. I can indeed.
Can you do it first?
Okay. Zerd, can I just ask you a real quick question? Don't want to be disrespectful at all. How are you making...
Purple lady.
How are you making the submarine?
How am I making the submarine?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very complicated incantation.
Can you explain
that? I don't think
you
understand.
I think that Harper would be able to explain anything that we might not be able to.
He's a sorcerer. They don't know anything.
That's some like Aladdin Jafar level bullshit right there. It's like, where did you say you're from? Oh, much farther than you've traveled, I'm sure.
I am trained in rituals, as you are well aware. I can understand simple tricks that you wizards can do. I can read.
Well, I do need the shark thing to happen.
What do you need the shark fin for exactly?
Well, I'm not going to go in that ocean if there's sharks in there.
There's more than one shark! There's more than one shark! If we kill one shark, there's 1,000 more sharks!
Eluder has been staring catatonically off in the distance this entire conversation. Her fingers grasp her hammer and tremble with rage.
It is the last component I need for my submarine spell.
Are you?
You know what?
Zerd.
I think Zerd needs to roll a bluff check. I mean,
yeah.
Well, maybe I've been making passive rolls this whole time.
Well, what's his passive roll? Because my passive insight and perception are both pretty high.
Why don't you roll an insight check on Zerd?
No, because he believes what he's saying.
Because we just see that he believes what he's saying. And
now it feels like he might be lying again. I don't know anymore.
I got a 19.
You feel like maybe he doesn't need a shark fin to make the submarine happen.
Zerd, I'm just going to say this. We're not getting you the shark fin. We're not going to do it.
We can't.
We need the shark. We need the submarine.
This is crazy.
The world is burning and dying, you fool. How am I?
You expect me to go into that ocean if there's a giant great white shark just a short distance from where we're entering?
I give him a glare and I say, absolutely. And I roll an intimidate check. 16 plus what's my intimidate? Oh, it's 9. So
you are very scary, Mr. Dragonborn. Did I mention there's treasure in the sunken pirate ship?
I don't give a shit about your treasure. Get in the submarine.
We have a billion counts of honey.
We never even buy anything for ourselves.
Yeah, money's useless to us.
Fine. Zerd goes digging around in one of his mini pouches and pulls out what looks like a small cylinder-shaped thing.
It's a dildo. It's a dildo. It's a dildo.
Don't really. It's about like 2 inches long, though.
Also, it's like a pocket rocket.
And he goes, all right. And he tosses it up into the air and it splashes in the water and starts expanding and expanding.
Is this a Capsule Corp reference?
And becomes a large sort of metallic cylinder has a hatch on the top. And he goes, here's our magic submarine.
Thank you, Zerd.
I just don't know. Zerd, I think you're going to have to get in there first. I think I'm going to have to see you go in that. You've broken me.
Hop in, Zerd.
I used to be a good person that believed in people, and
Then I died.
And then I got honey for no reason. That person died, and now I'm just some angry idiot with 200 gallons of honey.
You guys, kingdoms have been founded on less honey than what we have here.
Good point.
Zerd gathers up his tea in his bean bag and gets into the summer.
His bean bag? No.
He gets into the submarine.
He has an ergonomic yoga ball to sit upon. Like Jennifer does, but she has not blown up.
Shut up.
She's a fool.
As Zerd climbs into the submarine, I think we'll end this episode.
Oh, boy.
This is worse than the time that we fought those hobos. Was that me or was that Tom? I can't remember.
I don't remember anymore. I don't know. I'm so sad.
The hobgoblins?
Remember that? We still sometimes get shit for that one.
Do you really?
I'm like, yeah, those are hobos.
It was like a 2-episode-long arc.
That just resolved into Tom not knowing what hobos were.
It was to make his character not a murderer. That's all it was. It was to retcon Tom not being a horrific murderer. A Jack the Ripper-esque villain.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it.
How do we have anyone that listens to us?
I don't know, I'm broken. And Eluder's broken, and also Jennifer in real life is also broken right now.
Yeah. I think I'm upset at myself.
I think you should be.
What's to be upset about? You had a fun adventure.
We did. You got
experience points. You had a skill challenge.
We ran away from some wasps.
You got 200 pounds of honey. I mean, it's very high quality.
We're going to definitely make a lot of moolah on that.
There's no limit to what Tom will dip his snoot into.
I'm glad I learned the word snoot.
Tim learned the word snoot. So this is true. He did not believe it was real.
That's hilarious. Now he knows. That's so good. I didn't know it meant nose. All right, well, we can all die now.
Thank you for joining us for this lovely edition of the Dungeons & Dragons podcast. If you would like to talk to us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman, I think.
Who knows what it is?
I was going to say, you can find me in the trash. That's where I live now.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure on this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com to see some amazing fan art, hit up the forums to learn more about The Wizard, and head over to our shop to grab some merchandise that even Blood Drinker would approve of. When you've finished learning all about Harper's dark past, head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want Aludra's bad luck to rub off on you. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, watch out for that wizard Zerd, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Guys, I love Zerd. Why are you so mad at me?
Why is Old Man Weck not here? Can we have
giving us a side quest generator that just follows us? Like, my feet are cold. Go slay a fire demon.
I'm laying upon my feeties.
Don't think that I didn't think about making you guys get him slippers at some point.
God,
kill me 1,000 badgers.
Can't wait to kill Zerd and peel his skin off and sell it.
God, I wish I had talked to Uthgar so much sooner.
Yeah, you really fucked that one up for sure.
Yeah, I also love that we just rolled for this when this is like a level 19 paragon path that is like specialized.
This is a very special circumstance. The whole balance of the world is.
Yeah, I would say if it's the entire world at stake, then gods are more likely to interact, to break bread, if you will, with the
conversation. For certain.
Yeah, they don't care about helping, but they're definitely like, yeah, let's chat for a little bit.
Thrifty, what was Uthgar up to before I called him?
I mean, he's probably just chilling by the pool.
Playing GameCube?
Blazing?
Always.
Blazing, playing Mario Kart.
24/7.
Playing Mario Twins.
Final Destination, no items.
Thank you all for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And until next week, Tim is a little baby and everybody loves him.
Sharing your loved one's shame with the internet.
Notice me, senpai.
Please.
Ronald Coon.
Ronald Coon, are you craving my McNuggets?
Man, when that stops being funny to me, throw me in the grave because that I'm done for.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.